Time to get back to Suzanne and more Answers for Elders.
And welcome back, everyone, to Answers for Elders Radio. We are in the very last segment of this hour with Daphne. And Daphne, it seems like we always go, the hour flies by when you're on. So it's always such a delight for me to be able to talk to you. And, you know, we've talked a lot about thinking outside the box and thinking about how Pinnacle helps. And, you know, we in the regular world, including me, we don't think about a lot of the things that you deal with every day with families and, you know, all the different nuances, because there's no, you know, the path of elder care is not cookie cutter. Every situation is different. And certainly for you, you've gone through a lot of different stories, you know, in this like 4 or 5 months since we've been there, but you've had some successes too. And I would love to end our hour talking about, you know, what's been good about this experience in many cases, because I think there's some blessings there for sure.
There definitely are. And, you know, I have to just maybe correct a little bit there. Every single family I work with ends with a success. Every family.
I love that.
I am so confident to tell you that there is a solution for every situation, no matter how bleak it may be or how you think it's inconsequential. It's really not that big a deal. What we see on the other side as we work through a process of making sure people are supported appropriately is joy. We see joy all the time. I have so many stories right now of couples moving, and a lot of couples throughout this summertime, more couples than I've ever worked with. And it gives me great joy to be able to figure out what is the best scenario for them to be successful. And sometimes we're exploring adult family homes, which I don't ever want to forget about. I believe they are the best form of care when someone is needing care, for health reasons or physical reasons. They're the best form of care to help somebody in terms of having some cognitive support for many situations. So adult family homes have really come through for our couples lately. At the same time, there are situations where assisted living is just the right fit. And when you have a couple that you're working with, you have two stories to meld together. And so we talk a lot about the compromising that will happen between the two people. We talk a lot about the next chapter of life together and the things that will be added to your life and the things that you won't have in your life anymore. It is different living in your own home and moving to a community of care, whether it be assisted living or adult family home. And so we talk about those things. And it is so wonderful to have families call me back and, you know, after 2 or 3 weeks, because I keep in contact with all of our families for at least 45 days. And they call back and they say, "Oh, Daphne, you found exactly the right fit. I can't tell you how happy my mom and dad are. They're not worried about this or this or this. And they actually are doing things that they've talked about doing that they never could do at home." I mean, it might be something as simple as mom is reading again. She has the energy to sit and read. Before, she was worried about getting the laundry done and making sure that, you know, my dad had a meal. And now she's reading. That just brings joy to my heart. It just means the next chapter of life is just going to look different. It still can be wonderful. It's just different. And so those are the things that really give me joy.
Yeah, and I think one of the things that what you're making is that, you know, I have so many families that say, my parents will never leave their house. They'll never do this, they'll never do that. And I always sit back and I think, and you know, this is something that I try to talk to families about, is that I'll say, you know, if you didn't know what was out there, you're asking somebody to step off of a cliff and have faith. And when you already feel vulnerable as it is and compromised, of course you're going to dig in your heels. That's a natural process of this whole, you know, world. And yet, you know, if you understand that, number one, to make it easy and to have somebody that can come in like you that can explain and answer those questions that they're not going to answer, you know, ask of their loved ones, their children. Mm-hmm. And furthermore, mm-hmm. the children don't know how to answer those questions anyway. They don't understand the processes of, you know, whether the difference you brought up, one of the things, an adult family home to assisted living. The average individual doesn't even know what the differences are and doesn't even yeah. know really how to assess what would be the right fit for mom or dad. They don't understand what the different options are out there. And the other piece of it is how to financially can, you know, what can pay for things. Like how many people do I know that don't even have knowledge that they can get veterans benefits, you know, aid and attendance right. benefits, different things like financial resources that they didn't even know that they had. Those are all right. factors that you can help families with, which I think is really, really an important thing to have somebody that your parent can trust, somebody like you, Daphne. And that is, I think, the amazing part about what you do.
Yeah, it is. It is a journey, and we have to walk through that journey and have patience with where everybody is at. Mm-hmm. Within that family dynamics, everybody's going to have their own perspective based on their life journey within the family. And all mm-hmm. of them are valid and real. I mean, there's nothing not real right. about them. But how do we navigate right. through those things? How do we get to the bottom line of remembering what are our highest values for mom and dad? What are mm-hmm. our highest values
and how many
from,
social
you know, mom?
Social workers, yeah, how many social workers will ask what the highest values are? They're too overworked.
They don't have time.
They don't understand
yeah.
what those are. Yeah, exactly.
That's
so
right.
we have about 5 minutes left in this segment and this hour. I would love to kind of step back and say, you know, Daphne, obviously you're working with families each and every day right now. What is the process when somebody calls you and let's say they're concerned about their loved one? How are you helping families right now during times of COVID and outside of COVID? Like what's different? Is that a way too long of an answer in 5 minutes?
No. No, I can do that. I'll do the short version. The main thing is let's just go through this. Someone calls me and I ask them to tell me a little bit about the story of why they're calling me. How did your mom get to the hospital? How did she get to the rehab? Mm-hmm. Why are you calling me about your dad in the house? What's changed? And so we start
right.
that conversation. And so it's a process of me gathering information. And I'm very, very respectful of people's privacy. But I also am explaining the more information I have, the better job I can do to having a
right.
good solution to your story. And so it is kind of a probing conversation that mm-hmm. can easily move into a Zoom conversation. I use Zoom all the time, a platform of video calling, and then we can see each other. It also gives me the opportunity, you know, if someone's in their own home, that we can meet that person and have a mm-hmm. conversation. That only happens, though, when the family is ready for that. You are the one
right.
who drive the pace of everything. I am not a decision maker. I am an information giver. And so it's very, very soft. When we're gathering that information, it might include getting some charting or something from a doctor or a hospital.
Mm-hmm.
It might be you having to reach out to a primary care physician and sharing with me the medications that they're on, because I help you with the whole transferring of information. Mm-hmm. And I mean, right down to if you need a mover, I'm helping you.
Right.
So then after we've gathered information and I have been, you know, gifted the pleasure of meeting your loved one, then we're going to actually tour and we're going to do that together because I want to help you know the good, the bad, and the ugly of every situation. And I'm going to explain to you why we've chosen these places to be at. Right now during COVID, we are doing that via Zoom. Don't let that scare
right.
any of you out there. I can walk you through exactly how to do that. We can do that on a phone, on a computer. We can, you know, connect with somebody in your family to to help you. There's myriads of ways. Remember, I'm solution oriented. So we tour. And then after we tour, I answer more questions and I start helping you build a relationship with the community that you're leaning toward. And we work through the process of, you know, how to pay for this. We want to be fiscally responsible, whether you've got, you know, a sizable estate or a small estate or no estate. I work with everyone. I personally believe that I have a responsibility of helping be fiscally responsible with your estate. And the highest value I have, though, is that I don't want your loved one to have to move again. And so in 20 years of working with families, I've only had 12 people move from original placement. And that's where the communication happens. So I'm very proud of that. And that is my highest value because it's just too stressful. There are situations where we need to do kind of a stepping stone of from your house to assisted living to an adult family home. Sometimes that happens. But usually when you gather information, you can see the wisdom of how to look down the road a little bit, but also live for today. So that's the process that I help people with.
Well, and I'm so glad that you, you know, revamped this. And so in our last 30 seconds now of the show today, would you give your number and tell people how they can reach you?
Absolutely, because I'd love to hear from all of you. My phone number is 855-734-1500. That's 855-734-1500. Or you can reach me via my website at pinnacleseniorplacements.com. And I'd love to hear from each of you.
And also, check out Daphne's podcast. You've got probably close to 100 of them by now.
There's
a
lot.
You can pretty much learn. You can learn a lot from Daphne even before you pick up the phone and get to know her heart. She is totally there for our families, and we're very, so very honored to have her as part of our expert base because she truly brings the heart into Answers for Elders. So thank you so much for being with us this hour. And for each and every one of you who are listening, you're welcome. And for each and every one of you that are here listening to the show today, I continue to remind each and every one of you to please be safe, wear a mask, but also reach out to somebody in your neighborhood. Do you know of a senior that could use some help? We hope that you will step outside of your comfort zone, and do something for someone else. So until next week, everyone, be good to each other.
Answers for Elders with Suzanne Newman is your online and on-air community resource in helping you care for your aging loved ones. Every week, you can tune into our radio program coast to coast on iHeartRadio and online as we bring you straight answers from the top professionals in senior care. You can call us on our care line to receive individual help from a qualified senior care professional. 877-214-8661. That's 877-214-8661. Now, there's one place to find Answers for Elders.